Today on Gardening in a Minute, broadleaf weeds. All kinds of weeds can populate a lawn, but to treat your weeds effectively, you need to figure out what kind you've got. Common problematic broadleaf weeds in Florida include dandelion, chickweed, and beggarweed. Broadleaf weeds have leaves with branched, net-like veins and often produce flowers. Although it's basically impossible to cultivate a perfectly weed-free lawn, the best prevention for weeds is a healthy lawn. Healthy, dense turf will block the sunlight weeds need to germinate and grow. Follow University of Florida recommendations for turf care. Many weeds can be controlled with hand pulling and certain specialized herbicides. Consult your county extension office before applying any chemicals to your lawn, especially if you don't know what kind of weeds you're combating. For more information about broadleaf weeds and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain sensors. Rain sensors, also called rain shutoff devices, are a great way to save water in your landscape. These low-cost devices can detect when a certain amount of rain has fallen, ensuring your automatic irrigation system doesn't run when it's not needed. Florida law now requires that all new automatic irrigation systems include rain sensors, and in some counties, existing sprinkler systems must incorporate these devices. Rain sensors are available wherever irrigation supplies are sold. You can easily install one yourself or hire an irrigation professional to do it. Rain sensors have many advantages, like conserving water and saving you money. They also reduce wear on your irrigation system and can prevent plant disease and other problems caused by extra moisture. For more information about rain sensors and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lawn insect pests. It's not just people who like a nice green lawn. Several insects and mites feed on grass and can ruin a perfectly good yard. Your best defense against lawn pests is to have a healthy lawn and to inspect it every 7 to 10 days for pest activity. In your St. Augustine lawn, look for yellow or brown chinch bug damaged areas found first in the hotter, drier parts of your landscape. In a Bahia lawn, tunnels may indicate the presence of mole crickets. Other common lawn pests include hunting billbugs, fire ants, tropical sod webworms, and fall armyworms. Insects aren't the only cause of lawn damage. Make sure you correctly identify the problem before applying any treatments. Spot treat only the affected areas, and remember to follow all label instructions. For more information about lawn pests and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, peach and nectarine trees. Peaches and nectarines are tasty fruits that can be grown in central and north Florida gardens if the right cultivars are planted. These trees are deciduous and need a certain amount of exposure to cold winter temperatures each year. This amount varies among cultivars and is called the chilling requirement. Cultivars with higher chilling requirements should be grown in northwest Florida, but others have been developed for central and north Florida. Once your young tree is planted, train it to have an open soup bowl shape. After the first 2 years, prune it twice a year. Trim the tree lightly during the early summer, saving heavy pruning for the dormant season. Look for your fruit to ripen in April or May. For more information about peach and nectarine trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sunflowers. Many Florida gardeners enjoy growing sunflowers, and there are dozens of varieties to choose from. Sunflower seeds are used for oil, birdseed, and snacks, and of course the flowers are gorgeous. Sunflowers grow rapidly, and some species can reach a height of 8 feet or more if conditions are right. There are dwarf varieties and a wide range of colors and flower styles to choose from. Sunflowers will tolerate many different soil types and do best in sunny locations. Plant your sunflower seeds during the warm months and keep in mind that you may need to stake the taller varieties. Watch these cheerful beauties thrive in your yard, and when the time is right, cut some for an indoor bouquet. For more information about sunflowers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.